7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip at the Door, number one video game podcast on Venus. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Sekiro Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Richard Williams Fortner. What's going on, man?
Win. That's what's going on.
Win. Everything.
That's the goal.
Yes.
Win.
Yes.
Fuck everything else. Yeah, nah, nothing much, man. Nothing much. That J-Rock song is fire.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Another lovely day in the neighborhood, man, doing this damn thing with you, man. How are you feeling, sir? How are you feeling today?
Man, I am a mix of happy and frustrated all at once because I've been playing Sekiro. So you know how that goes.
Like a 14-year-old boy.
Every single time. I wanted to throw my remote last night, and at the same time, I love that game. I was like, I'm going to break my damn television. Then I can't play the damn game. I'm gonna break all my TVs.
I call it. You're gonna have to do the whatever you've been playing first. Yeah, that's it.
Well, we would be doing that if we weren't doing a different format this week. It's been one of those weeks, man. If this is your first time joining us, we're a video game show. We get together and we talk about video games. Sometimes we talk about what we've been playing, break down the news in a roundtable, and sometimes we do a top seven. This week we're doing a top seven. Todd, what is our top seven this week?
Top seven female protagonists in video games.
Female power. Sisterhood. Something. I'm raising my fist. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to be part of the culture and the discussion, and I'm trying to be a good person.
I'm honestly surprised you're not wearing your Whitney Houston shirt today, Pusha T.
I know, it's in the damn it, Pusha. It's in the closet. I've got my Blockbuster T-shirt on.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's it. Okay, all right. Well, I just saw the sun.
Yeah,
yes.
It says make it a Blockbuster night. Make it a block. I miss Blockbuster.
Dope.
But before we get on to that, we wanted to let you know we are brought to you by LOUCBD Oil. You can save, as a listener of STT, 15% off your first order when you use affiliate code STTPOD at checkout. It's manufactured in the good old United States of America. It's organically grown hemp. It's THC-free. It's non-GMO. Phytocannabinoid-rich hemp oil, free of pesticides and free of heavy metals. And it will not get you high. It will not. If you wanted to get high, go get some weed. Don't get CBD.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, technically,
I'm not
true.
Mad. I'm sure some crystal meth listeners out there and that enjoy the cocaine jokes as well. And so I don't want to alienate them.
We cannot alienate the crystal meth users. They are real people. We have to make sure that they are satisfied as we are. We do.
Even the ones that shave their head and leave like that one patch at the top in a dark room and threaten to stab people with guns. Even those guys.
They're part of the tribe. We got to make sure that everybody in the tribe is satisfied, even if you like smoking out of glass pipes or you buy those roses at the gas stations for different reasons. Sprite can. Roses.
Apples.
Oh, yeah. Apples for sure. Pin caps. Whatever you use to get yourself intoxicated. If it's alcohol or if it's cocaine or ecstasy, we want to make sure that you realize we love you too as part of the tribe.
But we don't support your habit.
No. We still love you, but we don't support your habit. If you need help, call somebody. Please. Sonic would tell you that if you want to know what happens to people when they get too high, look at Sonic and then look at that new movie. He don't even look the same. He looks like he's aged 100 years. It's just true. He does. He just looks like he's aged. He's got meth mouth in the new movie. I hear they're taking a very dark Breaking Bad route.
Oh man, how do we get on? This has been a I think it's
this is our life. This is what we do. We talk about things and nobody
introduction
cares.
To people for those who don't get a chance to listen. This happens. I know
this is us. This is like that TV show on network television. This is us, and now we're gonna tell a really sad story with a happy ending.
Robert Kraft.
Why Robert Kraft? Why? All right. But you know, this is what we ramble sometimes. I'm very excited because tonight I'm gonna go eat steak and then I'm gonna come back to the house and watch the Double Dragon movie I just bought on Blu-ray. You remember the Double Dragon movie? I cannot wait.
Yeah, it was trash though, bro.
Exactly. I love trash. I really can't help myself. I love trash. If you put a garbage can in my room full of trash, I would dump it and I'd just roll around in all the garbage. I just love trash. That's a little weird. I'm moving on.
See, man, you can't say that because you're white. Don't do that. And just let's talk about Oscar the Grouch video games or something with Sesame Street.
My kindred spirit is Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, damn, that makes it worse. That doesn't save it.
That made it worse.
Time markers everywhere. People are unliking right now. Unsubscribing as we speak.
Hey, you, who's not following us anymore?
13 minutes, and I haven't heard one word about Apex Legends.
Apex Legends is a shit. How about that Battle Pass? A little disappointed with the structure of that thing. How much it takes to just get levels on your battle pass. It's pretty intense. I was like, oh god, I'm at like a level 4, and in the other games that I've played with this similar structure, I'd be at like a level 20 right now. So, you know, I want to get the most out of that battle pass, but damn, just saying, man. Come on. Keep it real for us, folks. Keep it real. But no, we're here to talk about video games. We are here to talk about video games. Todd, how are you, my friend? I don't know if I asked you that before I rambled.
You did. And then I don't know what you did while we talked about drugs again, and you walked away, I'm telling. And then you came back talking about how am I feeling again. I just told you 8 minutes ago.
You did.
No, I'm just fucking with you, bro.
I've been taking painkillers.
Hey, man. Okay, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. That's pretty good.
What's going on, man?
I don't know.
Hey, man, I need to trigger somebody. Anthem made $100 million in microtransactions.
Oh, shit. Did it really?
It's doing better than I thought it did as far as sales are concerned. I mean, it's still a shit show, you know, for several, a layered shit show, if you will. But, I'm still playing it. I'm still struggling along. I actually haven't been able to play as much as I like this past week. I'm almost there, but I think I've been purposely kind of like slowing it down. But you know, I went out of town this weekend, and shout out to Andrew, my dog Drew at E-Rack, for hooking me up with the most space age rental that I ever could have asked for my little trip with the Black on Black XTS. I was like, damn, man, I just woo. But you know that feeling when you hop out of that and then like and go back to your shit, and it's just like, all right, let's stay motivated. So I really wasn't like, cause you know, like I went to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you get in your car again and you're like, that smells. Why does it smell? I want it to smell like a new car.
Yeah. It's also like appreciative. Like I'm also like, you know, this reasoning for everything. I ain't trying to fake the fizzunk. You know what I'm talking about? We keep it rizzier. But like, I went out of town. I went into the hotel room because I'm trying to play the Division 2, but you know, the Division 2, I literally have an amazing time when I play with my old lady.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Like, I'll talk shit to her. I'll be like, look at that digital. Booty is up. Mm-hmm. And I'll be singing to her, and it will go kill some shit. It will do some shit. But, like, soloing on that game is frustrating, and I find myself wanting to go back to Anthem. And it's, you know how it is. It's like, that's the type of game you got to dedicate a lot of fucking time to. But I get to the hotel room. First, my goddamn key don't work. I got to go back down to my dear downstairs and ask her. And she looking at me like it was my fault I didn't program the key right. I'm tired. I've been on the road or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like cordially, like, I'm, you know, I'm frustrated, but I'm like trying to be not be rude. I was just like, oh, sorry, ma'am. And I'm carrying my bags and stuff. Like, sorry, ma'am. But my keys don't seem to be working, ma'am. The red light. She was just like, ah, really? They're not working? Like, and she don't look at me like I broke it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't break it, bitch. Like, I'm just, I'm tired. Like I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, can you just program this, please? Thank you. And don't forget the no smoking policy. I don't even smoke no more. Anyway, so she fixes
don't
it. I get in
the
there.
No smoking
and,
policy.
You rude old Madea. I'm not going to see that movie because of her. But anyway, I get back up there. I do my Wi-Fi thing. The Wi-Fi won't connect. And at that point, I just gave up on fucking with it. So I didn't get a chance to really play as much as I like. But yeah, that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm doing. Like, that's just a quick another ramble of excuses why I have not been playing as much as I should, man. But what about you before we get into this top 70?
Man, I'm doing good. Like I said, Sekiro may probably end up on my top 7 of the year. Like, this game is extremely good and violent and bloody and fun and frustrating and angry, and it makes me mad and makes me happy, and I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm on, like I feel like this is
period.
The... Yes! Happy Women's Month! We don't know what this is like. We don't know. But we are going to be talking about our top 7 female protagonists in video games who, I mean, I don't know if they experienced their period. I don't know. They're video game characters. I think Lara Croft's frustration was like being stuck on an island with no pads. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. That sounds like a frustrating problem to me. Like, you're just like there and you're like cramping, but you have to like fight guys off with a bow and arrow. Like, that sounds awful. That just
man,
not sound fun.
They are going to cancel our free show. Yes, but, I mean, like, they're going to cancel it. They are going to... Alex Jones and us are going to be sitting on some fucking panel somewhere.
This is what you don't do. This Alex Jones is going to be like, this is what you don't do. And then he's going to play our clip and he's like, and the frogs are gay! That's what Alex Jones is going to do.
All right, so... Oh man, okay.
This has been right, wild already. It. Let's get into this top 7. Todd, don't you start us off with your number 7 of our top 7?
Okay, so quick
video game protagonists.
Quick explanation.
Females.
Quick explanation. I'm just keeping it real, man. We're coming off the dome. Some of these may not be for the right reasons. I'm gonna just say that right now. Like, I don't know. Like, if like some are for the right reasons and some are not. But we're gonna start off with my number 7, Bayonetta. Just because it's a DMC clone.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And when it came out on the Switch, it kind of it resurrected.
Yes.
Sekiro.
Yes.
It resurrected my interest in it again. And it was before the new Devil May Cry came out. And I still got to get that one done. Jesus, it's not even that long.
There's some games said, like that where I was like, they're not that long and I can't seem to finish them.
That's what she said.
That is very true. Very true.
All right, but now, but yeah, Bayonetta, man. So I mean, some of these, is Bayonetta on your list?
Yeah, Bayonetta's on my list.
All right, so did I beat you to it?
Rule?
Okay,
you beat me to it.
All right, so yeah, I mean, okay.
So we'll talk about it now.
Your reason.
We'll talk about it now.
Okay.
Yeah, my number two is Bayonetta.
Wow.
Yes, I really love these games. I also really love the character models, the action, just how tough and badass she is. You know, the hair attacks, all the different witch attacks, like just everything you can do in that game is just incredibly fun. And that's just one of those, the boss battles in those games were just those were some of the most impressive boss battles I've ever seen. Especially when you were taken on, especially in that very first game, that very last final boss was just one of the most memorable fights I've ever had. And just had a blast with. And playing it on the Switch, especially, like you said, it reinvigorated my interest in Bayonetta. But it also reinvigorated, like, my love for that genre of games, what there's not really that many of. I mean, you've got Devil May Cry and Bayonetta, and I'm having a trouble focusing on what other games are kind of like those. They're very unique in their own way.
I mean, they're the special hack and slash. I still haven't played Nier Automata either, which is something I need to play. And we was talking about Nioh. That's something totally different off of Sekiro. But exactly, like the specifics of like the way Capcom kind of put these types of games together. There's nothing like, well, you know, not this isn't a Capcom game.
It's a Platinum. Yeah, it's Platinum.
Yeah, it's Platinum. But like cloned from what they did, it's probably the closest thing that I've seen.
Yeah,
and you know. She's just a badass. On a spectrum from being like posted, putting this on here for the right reasons or posting it for the wrong reasons, I think this one is smack dab in the middle for me.
I agree.
Not all the way. It's honorable.
Yeah, it's
but an, yeah. All right.
It's an incredible series of games, though, and I'm ready for Bayonetta 3. My number 7 is Lara Croft from the Tomb Raider series. Especially in the modern games. In those modern games, you know, she's become a much more fully realized character versus, you know, the cones and the Madonna looking figure and the
Okay, hold on. That's my number 5, and that is specifically the reason why I put it on there. And then I put Tiger and then cones.
Tigers and cones. And
remember in the first game though, it was like a tiger?
Yeah.
It's like
there was a tiger and like you had to fight dinosaurs. Like it was just a really just bizarre. Think about some of those old games and you're like, what did I have to do? Like I don't understand why I'm fighting a giant T-Rex. That's why I was like, I've been playing Turok on the Switch, the remastered. It's incredible, by the way, if you want to play it. Like, I definitely highly recommend that game. It's still a lot of fun. But I was just, like, sitting there thinking, I was like, what a bizarre game. What a very weird, strange time in gaming where they're just like, all right, we're just going to put out a game and you're going to play a Native American from a comic book who hunts dinosaurs with bows that blow up. All right, go. And you're like, okay, that's fine. No story. No real story here. Let's just do this thing. Let's just do it. I was like, okay, this is good.
And yet it works.
It does.
And yet it works.
It does. You know? It's pretty incredible.
But that's the thing. The Tomb Raider thing, all the cone jokes aside, what I love about that game is the fact when you hear Tomb Raider, you think of a strong female lead. Like, that's what you think of.
Yeah. You think of somebody who's independent and like doing their own thing and for the right reasons. I mean, Tomb Raider, like when you really break it down, she comes from like a very rich family and she explores crypts and she uses bows and martial arts. And you're like, Tomb Raider's kind of a female version of Batman, except she's not fighting crime. She's like trying to find relics. So she's like a weird hybrid of Batman and Indiana Jones. And I think that's pretty cool. Like, that's a really cool, and that new series of games was like they really fleshed that character out and made that a real thing. Like those are really
that's
fun.
That's the
games.
Other point. Like the way it's aged, even though the last game didn't sell well, and I know it wasn't, you know, financially or monetarily as successful as previous games were. It was still it's still a good series. Like it's still a good game. It still has aged well. I love that character. And I, you know, and the way she's grown from just the cones to like a regular, you know, strong female, like a good representation. And the first game that came out, that remake, that was some of the most dramatic shit I had seen in quite a while in a video game. As far as just the violence level was crazy, and I just loved the way the bow and arrow felt in it, and the stealthy kind of action and just headshots on that game were amazing. But yeah, I didn't mean to go off too long, but I mean you get your 2-for-1 right here. Blah blah.
Blah blah.
Once again, I love adopted that onto the list from the good old top 5 death folk. Shout out to them.
Yes, and Todd, what is your number 6, my friend?
Samus Aran.
Oh man, it's on my list too.
I know, man. You know it's gonna be a lot of cross pollination on this list, fool.
Mine is.
Well, go ahead.
Is number 3. My Samus Aran is number 3.
I know that you are a bigger fan too. Like I'll just say this. Mine is more so because like the Smash Brothers, Smash Ultimate Brothers, the Ultimate Brothers fashion version of the game. That's just like the first character I go to, and that one is specifically because like a lot of people don't even know that it's a female. And like I was talking to my old lady about it, and she was just like, "Well, yeah, this guy." I was just like, "That's actually a girl," and you know, she's an intergalactic boss bounty hunter.
Hell
but
yeah!
But I know that's. So your shit as far as the overall series, so you know, yeah,
yeah. I mean,
what's say?
My thing about Metroid, man, is not only have I been playing Metroid since the Nintendo days, Zero Mission's probably one of my favorite games of all time. You know, it's a remake of the very first game, and it's the one that came out on the GBA that I've played. God, I've played Metroid Zero Mission more. I would probably bet to say I've played that game more than any other game because it's short, too. It only takes like 3 or 4 hours to really beat that thing. But Samus is just a badass.
That's what she said.
Samus is just a badass bounty hunter flying across the galaxy and shooting aliens and giant floating brains and all kinds of crazy, just insane stuff. Those giant Metroids, especially. But yeah,
shooting those damn brains.
She also is like one of the first like shocks in most video games, because when you play that game and you don't realize it's her and you see that the suit flash off and you're like, oh, it's, I'm playing as a, you don't understand, you don't realize you're playing as a female. But it's got a great lore to it and she's got a great background, and I'm ready for the new one to come out for the Switch, because it's one of those series of games that, as much love and a big a fan base as it has, you know, Nintendo has a
bigot fan base, you say.
A bigger fan base, not a bigot fan base. If you love Metroid, you must be racist.
Freudian slip.
No, as big as a fan base.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, 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 blah. I can't talk myself. I couldn't talk for myself.
I can never talk. No, you're good. I'm sorry. No, in this one, that's a legitimate apology, man. Like, I don't
know. No, that was funny to me, dude. That was funny. But it was one of those situations where the game series, and as much as the GameCube games were incredible too, you know, a lot of love for that series from Nintendo in recent years. So we're ready for a new one to come out. I know they scrapped it and they're starting over from the ground up, which tells me that they really want to do something good for the Metroid fans and the Nintendo fans. Because Samus is an incredible character and she deserves all the good games that she can have. That's all I'm saying. Just give her a good game, man. But they've all been good except for, what was that one that came out? Metroid Hunters. I hated that game. For the DS. That was terrible. It was first person, but you had to aim with the stylus. It was just not a fun situation.
It was one of your favorite things. It was trash.
It was trash. I'm going to go roll around in trash after this. I'm going to get oiled up and roll around in some trash.
Whoa. Hey, guy. We already discussed this with the fish sandwiches and the Greco oiled over on the wrestling. That's very, very yay, guy. You already.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Willie. Man,
Shout out to Willie for sure.
Ladies, man. Reference.
The ladies, man.
What number are we on?
Number 5. It's your number 5, my friend.
All right, so I'm skipping number 5 because my number 5 was Lara Croft. We already discussed it. My number 4 then. But now we're going to be all out of whack, fool. It's a time continuum.
It is
Ciri from The Witcher 3.
Yeah, she's not on my list. But yes, I agree with this conclusion.
Well, that was just basically because for me, I kind of went back and forth with her because you don't really get to focus on her. And she's not the main protagonist in the storyline. But she kind of is.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I love about the character building. And a couple of these, you get to see them grow up a certain type of way and their story unfold and they become strong characters at the end and they become like, you know, the light, the guiding light, yeah, if you will, of the universe, whatever gaming universe. And though Geralt is like the main protagonist in the game, it always did feel like, I mean, he was doing all of this. I mean, based on the story, he was actually doing a lot of it for Ciri. And she was just souped up. I mean, shit. Her fucking nickname is Child of Destiny. And if anybody was going to be on my list, it was going to be a Destiny's Child. So that's my number 4.
Yeah, she's actually in the book series that I just finished up. Like, those first 3 books are kind of like focusing on her as a child. Like, as growing up and being kind of heralded by Geralt there. It's really good. My number 5 is Aya from AC Origins. Aya from Assassin's Creed Origins. She's awesome, man. That is a great, great story. She's actually, I love Bayek. I really do. But she, to me, has more depth as a character in a lot of ways. They make her a little bit more complicated, the decision she has to make and the things she has to go through. I really love that character arc. I really love that story. You don't get her as much, or to play with her as much as Bayek, but you do get to... No, don't give me that. That was just bad phrasing. That was bad phrasing. You know what I mean. But she does become a very important and crucial character in that storyline. And in a lot of ways, you could almost argue that the entire plot really kind of revolves around her and her actions to a degree. You could make that argument, I think, very successfully, that that is one of those driving forces in the story that really kind of becomes the main story when it comes to light. I love that game, and I love that character a lot. She's just really cool, and she's a badass. Like, she's like, when you really get to start seeing the, some of the stuff she does, you're like, oh, she's not helpless at all. She is in this to win it. Like, she is ready to do this thing. And that always like that kind of strong representation. Very good character.
Yeah, you know how much I love the Origins, bro. I did not have that on my list, and I salute you for putting that on the list, because that's actually a really good one. Gladiator Battles, man. Had a lot of fun with that one.
Yes.
With her on her storyline. So, yeah, that's what's up. You might as well. Hold on. I already did my four.
Yeah, you did. So I'll jump to my four. Yeah. We'll jump to my four.
I mean, it's that kind of week, bro.
It is. Because it doesn't work. Then after my number four is my number one, because I've already done my three and my two. My number four is Amanda Ripley from Alien Isolation. Woo! Amanda Ripley. She's awesome. She's incredible. She's smart. She's fun. It's good to be scared with somebody, and I'm just like, well, she seems to know what she's doing, so I'm just going to sit in this locker and hide from this giant xenomorph for a while. This xenomorph is a terrifying beast. The thing is, I love that creature, though. Like, I've always been, like, I don't know. I was about to say attracted to the xenomorph, and then I realized what I was going to say, and I was like, that's not what I mean. I always liked the xenomorph because they scared the crap out of me. And you're sitting over there going, I think you should probably call a psychologist. I think there's some things you need to talk about.
Xenomorphs out here.
Xenomorphs. No, they kill everything. They destroy everything, and they have acid for blood.
And I mean they're black anyway, so they'd be black bigots. But
there was white xenomorphs in Alien Resurrection.
Really? Aren't they? I guess they start out white and turn black.
Yeah, they start out white and they turn black. But then they have the
probably does.
They have the human hybrid xenomorph in Alien Resurrection that's white. And that was kind of creepy, really. Like white.
Is the Predator non-binary?
The Predator would be non-binary. Yeah, I would assume so. The Predator just like, I just kill. What are you, male or female? I just kill. What's in your pants? I just kill.
All right, what number are we on, man? What number?
We're on your number three. You're at number three.
Number three.
Oh, crap, dude. Forth. I completely missed one. I'm sorry. Can I go back and do this?
No, my bad. No, please, man. Go ahead.
It's my number six. It's Alex Vance from Half-Life 2. Alex Vance from Half-Life 2. She's a cool, like, counterpart to Gordon Freeman, and she just drives that plot, and she really is just like, hey, Gordon, stop screwing up. Just get good. Like, when you die, just get good at the game. That's what she says. Just get good. Oh, speaking of which, last night, have you seen that meme going around where the guy on Twitter is like, got him? Like, just constant.
Yeah.
Last night when I beat that one boss I was having problems with on Sekiro, I was like, got him. And I just kept saying it. And I was like, I think I'm stuck in a loop. I really have to stop saying, but I couldn't stop saying it because I was so excited. But yes, Alex Vance is my number six. Todd, it's your number three.
I went back and forth on this one because this is yet another one that's going to find its way on this list. But fuck it. I'm not going to. Commander Shepard, the female version of Commander Shepard. In Seven Marine Alliance. Just a general badass. You know, normally start with the Earthbound soul survivor. And the storyline is cool. And just the way that you can run through it as either Jane Shepard or change it, of course, from, you know, you can only change the first name. It's just one of my favorite games. It's part of the reason why it was one of my favorite games, because it was one of the first games that you really had a choice in being male or female and have an effect on the story and you know, and how the game played out. And it was just supreme dopeness. And this one is on my list for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
Now, I easily could have put something else here, but it would have been for all the wrong reasons. And yeah, all of them. But but nah, man, that's, I mean, yeah. I beat Mass Effect World to death, so I'm sure people not afraid. I mean, not surprised that, you know, Commander Shepard would be on there.
It's kind I figured of like Commander Shepard would show up on there. What's your number two?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. My number two would actually be Catwoman. And that is in the DLC from Batman Arkham City. Because, I don't know, man. It's not like a lot. It's not like it's a full Catwoman game. Oh, wow, that's okay. Ain't that some shit? But see, that's up. So yeah, I see the key chain, bro.
Yeah, my wife got me that thing
just recently, right? I didn't even. Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, that's part of the reason. It's an iconic character, and there's really a lot of pressure whenever you're dealing with iconic characters. I mean, hell, Halle Berry did one of the worst movies. I know people love that movie, but I hate the Halle Berry version.
I don't know anybody that loves that movie.
I know a couple of crystal meth addicts. But the thing about it
Sonic
is,
does. Why can't I get a good movie like this? Sonic, we're giving you a movie.
That's actually like, unfortunately, a true statement. But Catwoman in the game really played well as far as, you know, transitioning from playing as Batman and feeling powerful and everything. Like, it still felt really good playing as Catwoman. And even though it's probably one of my favorite DLCs, like, just like the battle between going tracking down Poison Ivy and just her battle set and the way that they made her come to life from the comic book. I'm a, you know, comic book head to the heart. So, yeah, I mean, she just, I don't know. It just, I think the transition of making her feel as good as Batman, it was damn near impossible. And the fact that they pulled that off, I had to put her high up on thine listed. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So that's my number two. Where are we at with you?
Number one is Celeste from Final Fantasy VI. Celeste from Final Fantasy VI. She is my favorite female protagonist of all time. She's one of the most incredibly complicated characters. She's a general of the Imperial Army by the age of 18. She's an incredible fighter. And she witnesses some of the atrocities that the Empire does and actually takes place in part of them, but decides to fight back. She decides to fight back with the Returners once she realizes everything that they've done is wrong. But she's got a very complicated story. There's actually a really famous occasion or infamous moment where she betrays the entire party and has to pay the price and return to the Returners. It's just a really human character and an incredible experience, especially when you think about it was released on the Super Nintendo and the what they could do with dialogue that was written out and not spoken and just the things that that game successfully did. It's also why it's my favorite Final Fantasy VI of all time, but she is probably one of the most incredible characters in any game, just very well written and just a very deep entrenched character into the warfare and the battle system and the actual dynamic of the group that you have. So it's really good. That's just it's one of my favorite characters ever. So number one, Celeste. And if you've been listening to the show for long enough, you probably saw that coming for my love of Final Fantasy. You saw that coming. Todd, what is your number one?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to... Never mind, I was not going to say that. Saw it coming. Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn, man.
Yeah.
This is a game that I consistently recommend. I will still recommend. I mean, to me, in a lot of ways, it's a masterpiece. It's an amazing journey. Guerrilla Games did a great job with it. I mean, down to the infant introduction, where you see her as a baby, all the way up to her transitioning to, like, the warrior princess. I think the voice acting for her was really dope. I actually even had to look that up. I don't know who Ashley Burke is, but I come to find out she's in Borderlands 2, and I was just had to jot that down, thinking about the possibility of Borderlands 3 coming out. But yeah, it's just a zen dope project, man. Like, just the whole experience from her from the very beginning, teaching you kind of the tutorial situation, even though we skipped the tutorial around this bitch, to like, you know, taking the training wheels off a little bit and opening up the world and just the story that's behind it and the way she carries it. And by the end of everything, I'm not sitting here thinking about the idea that I'm playing as a female protagonist. I'm just thinking that I'm playing one of my favorite games of its type of all time. So that is why it is my number one. And I really want to, I'm really interested specifically for, you know, the couple of female people around. Like, if it's any females that listen, that they have a top seven, because we do the best that we do with our, you know, our perspective. But I'm kind of interested to see their top list as well. Anybody in particular, but if it would be cool to hear a couple of the ladies' top folk that they like to play.
Absolutely. But
yeah, man. That's
absolutely. Yeah, we got some awesome mentions here, too. I wanted to talk about Faith from Mirror's Edge. I like that very first Mirror's Edge game. GLaDOS from Portal. Of course. Come on. The boss from Metal Gear Solid 3. Really an incredible villain. Sniper Wolf. Haruka from the Yakuza series, for sure. I finally got to play some of that Yakuza on my computer. It's not bad. I enjoy it.
Yakuza's a sleeper.
Yeah.
Like, it's not for everybody, but it's definitely a sleeper.
It really is. Yuna from Final Fantasy X. You know, of course, some Cassandra from Dragon Age Inquisition. And Ellie from The Last of Us.
That's a great one. I almost forgot to say something. Bayonetta had a machine pistol in their second slot. But Chun-Li, Thick Thighs Save Lives. Cammy, Katana.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn, Cortana from the Halo series, just because that's like a classic fucking voice.
Ivy from Soul Calibur, for sure.
Yes.
And what was the?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's gonna...
What was the Soul Calibur knight? And Sofita. That's who I was trying to think of. But yeah, whether or not you agree or disagree with our... Oh wait.
Oh yeah, Storm.
I was gonna ask Storm, you, were you done? Yeah.
Sorry. No, I'm done. I'm sorry.
No worries. I thought I interrupted you there, and I felt very rude. Nah. I was like, I'm being very rude.
I'm trying to work on. Hey, Sarah, come see real quick before we go. That's one thing. I'm sorry. Special shout out. We're doing top seven protagonists.
Females.
Female protagonists? Can you just say your top female protagonist you could think of? Get closer.
Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn.
There it is.
All right. Thank you. Come here one more time, too. Because I shunned you early and looked at you crazy because we were recording. And you're spoiled. And I'm spoiled. Nah, thank you. All right. Now we might have to cut that whole part out. So be it.
No. It's staying in. It was a sweet moment. It's staying in.
All right.
All right. Well, whether or not you agree or disagree with our opinions, hit us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast, Twitter at @stt_pod, and instagram.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. Also, check it out on the Facebook page. Raleo put up a direct link. Did you see that? To our Discord. He built a direct link out there for the website for people to get to pretty easy. I believe. Yeah, man.
Did we talk about the Facebook giveaway we're working on?
Yeah.
Since we reached 100 in the tribe.
We reached 100 right, members so in the tribe. That. We're working on the giveaway there. We're definitely going to give
wanna,
something away.
Yeah, if you want to get a t-shirt, you can go to TeePublic link on Facebook page. That's there. If you want to do the LOUCBD oil stuff, just go to the website. Like we said earlier, hit the STT part for the 15% discount. Whatever, man. These are just shits that we talk about, man. Do what you want to do, cause say what you want to say. Play how you want to play.
Play how you want to play. Oh, that link is discord.sttpod.com. So he set that directly up. So I'll take you directly to the Discord page. If you want to chat with some really cool people, there's some cool people out there.
Not me. I gotta get in there. But they are looking out, and it's much appreciated, man. Super appreciated. They gave some dope rules, and it's cool. That's what's up.
Hell yeah. Well, until next time, as we always do before we sign off, stay humble.
Stay humble.
Stay humble of a bundle's trash time. Later.